KJW Mobile.
Let me turn the radio down here. I'm listening to 50 stuff, and it got loud, Dave. Sorry about that. It's just in there, LTR.
Out, Tom?
Yes, I wanted to give Bernice a break, and so I went over to Golden Corral. It was even busy. I was surprised at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but, you know, for $22 for two people to eat nowadays is a bargain.
It costs us about anywhere between $20 and $26 for two people. That's not bad.
Heck, I could just about make a meal out of that salad bar at Golden Corral. Soaking Bernice, we love the salad bar. But it was pretty busy, but we met two nice ladies that were sitting next to us, and they had a long chat from Union, and I've never been to Union.
I think I've been through Union one time. Somebody told me we were in Union when I didn't realize that's where we were going. But I can get the meat from Ingles and the lettuce and salad, you know, peppers and all, bell peppers and all that stuff, and make a meal that you can go to Texas Roadhouse and buy for $50. I can make it for $20 or $25, and it'll last two people 2 days. So building it yourself will go about four times further than going to Texas Roadhouse.
And every time we come by Texas Roadhouse anymore, we used to go to it, but I'm supposed to watch my salt, and they just roll those steaks in salt, basically, Bernice says. So we haven't been there in a long time, but sometimes during the noon hour, we notice it if we're going down to Aldi's or that, or most any time of day, it's just packed in there.
Good. And I got to craving it. We started going there a few times, and then I did the math on, you know, what I could buy the parts for and make it myself on the grill at home. And you get the convenience of being at home, and leftovers will last you till the next day. Whereas I don't know that the salad won't last you till the next day if you go to Texas Roadhouse. So it just goes, the money goes a lot further if you just do it yourself. And it's not that hard to do. I can get it all prepped and ready to go in 30 minutes.
Exactly the same thing you do, and she agrees with you. Very much so, Dave. I know I like salads. We don't eat them a whole lot. One of my main things is I come in, from tending the chickens or whatnot, about 2:30, and I'll have some cottage cheese. And the only place I like cottage cheese from is Aldi's, and it's low fat, I think is what she says. And she puts pineapple or else cottage cheese and tomatoes and maybe some fresh grapes and stuff like that. A lot of people do not like cottage cheese. My daughter, if I send her a picture right now, she'd send back an emoji that was green.
Geez, I don't get it that much. I like salads a lot, too, and probably because I don't get them that much. When you're used to having something, then it's gone, you get a craving for it. But, yeah, I don't know what kind of I used to get a long time ago, but my dad used to call salads rabbit food, and I don't care what you call it, I like it, especially when you put tomatoes and bell peppers and stuff like that in it, cheese. I don't like the croutons so much, but a good salad's good, and if it'll last 2 days, at least, I have eaten it on the third day before.
You know, Bernice has the recipe for Kentucky Fried Chicken slaw. And I like Kentucky Fried Chicken slaw, only hers is even better. But that's what you mostly use in it, huh?
Yeah. Hi, Dave.
Track. Salads are good for us. And then we just eat two meals, primary meals a day. We'll eat about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, a brunch. And this morning she made something fast because we were going shopping. So she made one of those sausage biscuits with our eggs. And boy, they're pretty good. And on an English muffin. And then Usually she'll make an egg. I just eat one egg because ours are so big. One egg and bacon, or one egg and sausage, or link sausage. And I eat about 1.5 pieces of toast. And then she'll make something, depending how hungry we are, about 4:30 in the evening. Now, I know that's enough for us as we get older.
The older you get, the less you need, too. Sometimes Amy will get home from work and she'll just have a bowl of cereal. Okay? She wore out by the end of the day, especially if she has an off-site meeting or something like that. So, yeah, we probably eat a lot less now than we used to. Well, I'm over here at Lowe's. My wheelbarrow's wore out, and I'm getting one that doesn't have any handles. Well, it's got a handle, but it's meant for attaching to the back of a John Deere lawn tractor. Haul it around with a lawn tractor instead of wheelbarrowing it around, balancing, you know, 6 pounds of mulch, 6 bags of mulch on a one-wheel wheelbarrow. I'm getting too old for that. And they got 3 of them left here, so I'm going to pick one of the 3 up. Anyway, you guys be good. Have fun, and stay safe the rest of the way home. W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Nice hearing this afternoon, and we're at the Toyota dealer out here on Wade Hampton. We're not stopping there. That's just where we're going by. 73's Dave, W4DJW, and 0TR is clear.